This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking underneath my under my broadcast booth here, where all of the pieces come together, there's a wire with a plug on it. It's on the floor. I don't know what it goes to. I can hear everything. You can hear me, right? Everything's there.
I can. Is this just like a phantom?
I don't know. I don't remember seeing it before. There's so many wires. I was talking earlier about checking in on some of my old colleagues and people in the radio business that are still at it, and a lot of people having studios in their home, that sort of thing, and how it's all set up. And all of us have pretty much, I don't have a control, well, I do kind of have a control board here, but I don't use it as much as some of these folks do, who can control everything. I don't have that. The what they call final jurisdiction is with James Collins. That's kind of a scary thought now that I put thoughts to my mind. James is a he's learning his way through the business at our new studio headquarters down in Dallas. He's doing fine. He's coming along. He's learning and
thank you.
Teaching him things and that sort of stuff. But I don't know where this plug comes from. Anyway, I guess we're all right. So moving ahead to what we're doing. 2023, March the 7th, Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, what are you going to do today that's memorable? What are you going to do today that's fun? What are you going to do today that's exciting? Make today a step forward into the rest of the year. And then think about, we're already in March. Time to get it on, right? Time to keep it moving.
Yeah, get at it, yeah.
Get going, right. Exactly. So with that in mind, we're talking about the issues of the day. I hope to move things forward in terms of your thought process and the way things are going, not only here in our world, but around the world, not only here in our country, but around the world. Pretty interesting to see what's going on in China with the intelligence quotient increasing as to what the government is all about, the protests that are going on there. The battle now between China and the United States in terms of AI, artificial intelligence, where the significant resources are. And one of the things the Chinese are doing to help build up their economy, again, because what's one of the things people are protesting over there, they're protesting the handling of COVID, number one, and the government lying to them. I guess governments, it just isn't our government that lies to us. It's pretty much every government. China, big time, lying to its people, but they can't keep, you know, they've tried for a long time to keep people away from the inventions or the things that they built. Look at all of the iPhones and the devices for communication, computers and laptops and all that stuff. Most of that, although it's changing somewhat, is made in China. And yet the Chinese government won't let the people there have access to all of the things that you can do with these tools.
Mm-hmm.
And they're now getting wise to that. And that's part of what they are. They've realized that the government has lied to them and they didn't have the information about COVID. Otherwise, they think a lot more, you know, millions of people died in China because of COVID. And the government has not told the truth about it. And yet people now are saying, wait a minute, what really happened here? And what are you doing to us? And so the same is true. The government and certain industries in China are trying to keep artificial intelligence, the information about it, quiet. They're using, however, artificial intelligence to steal intellectual property from private companies and countries that are, that's what TikTok's all about. From ground zero to now, those of you who are using TikTok. Let's say you work for GE, or you work for Honeywell, or you work for Boeing, or you work for any a corn seed company. The use of TikTok on your property and in your job, or even, you know, if you're, you may have something that's about you, but if it's on TikTok, it's connected to some device, then they can use TikTok to get to other information on your device.
Mm-hmm. The tagging
China
is incredible.
Has what you might call full spectrum intelligence operations, and it includes political, business, military. They are keeping tabs on us and other countries around the world that have power. You know, that's, they want to have all the power themselves. This is, and they use whatever tools they can find and they can create. They try to enlist the people of Chinese descent living in other countries to be their agents. If you were born in China, you have roots there, you have loyalty to your country through the family that's still there. So you come here, let's say, to live, and you work in a business, and somebody in China says, hey, your folks are getting old and sick, we'll take care of them, but we want you to do this. It sounds like a movie, but it's not.
It does.
That's how they do it.
It's like bribes and blackmail and
right.
All kinds of things.
Exactly. So it's time that we once again wake up. If you're using TikTok, you're unpatriotic. Period. End of story. And so, and that's probably as blunt as you can be. As yesterday, Jinping, whatever his name is, he was criticizing the U.S. for threatening his country's development. To them, threatening their development means we're going to bring our businesses back to America. You know what, pal? Drop dead. That's what are you? Who the hell do you think you are? You're inhibiting our growth. Yeah, you've stolen everything from us, and we've allowed you. You know, we're as bad as guilty, frankly, in this conspiracy as you are. And now you've got a taste of it. You've got all this money from American and other country, other businesses in other countries. So now you don't want to let go of it, but other countries in the U.S., Canada, Europe, we're all trying to restrict our connections to China, most importantly, to TikTok. That is the number one, and I don't know how many times I can say this, Jay, whether it registers or it doesn't. I wonder how much of our audience uses TikTok. Do you use TikTok? I used to.
I don't anymore. But I loved it when, back before, when it was called Musical.ly, and it was just very simple, and you were really just lip-syncing to different videos, and it was a lot of fun. But one of the dangers of social media that can fall on any platform that I think a lot of people forget is some of those fun little surveys where it's like, hey, your the street you grew up on and your first pet's name is
right.
your actor name or something like that. Or
no, it's not.
There's like a bingo board and
it's
stuff.
It's your prostitute.
Well, yeah. Or there's a bingo board and you have to answer different questions and stuff. But the thing is, a lot of this information are backup security questions when you forget your password. So when you are putting that out there for public knowledge, somebody doesn't even have to do a deep dive into an API or speak computer language to learn how to hack you.
Yeah, it's amazing. Thank you to the Chinese government. All right, let's move over to Europe. Labor unions protesting in France today. They want to bring the country to a standstill to protest the government's plans there to raise, listen to this, current mandatory retirement age in France is 62. They want to move it to 64. In our country,
mandatory?
It's 67. Yes, mandatory. How would you like to live in a country that said you have to retire at 62? And because there's so much socialism, become a ward of the state. In essence, yeah, there's private enterprise in France, but it isn't like it is here in the sense that you can, you're in charge of your own destiny. The government. In Spain, it's the same way. France and Spain, not so much in Italy, and not, certainly not this way in England.
France is still so young.
Awful. All right, this so far this month, This is something that isn't being played up much by the news media for whatever the reason. 16,000 Russians have died in Ukraine since the beginning of the month. The Kremlin is trying to cover it up. There are stories today, actually, I was just checking out the New York Times story about a soldier, one soldier, Russian soldier, what happened to him when he went over there. Somehow or other, who knows how they got a reporter to track this guy and his family and whatever, but it's a pretty horrific story. And the fighting continues, but imagine thousands, so far like 300,000-400,000 Russians have died in a year in Ukraine. And for what? Nothing other than to assuage the ego of a crazy man. That's it. What else? How else do you explain it? Let's bring things back around to America, shall we? There's a problem with the borrowing cap. And so economists are saying if, in fact, the government doesn't deal with our money crisis, that is the borrowing that we have to do to keep things going, a lot of people could be out of work. This is, you know, the Republicans don't want to spend so much money, and good to them. I hope, you know, they're instead of just going out on their own and say, okay, this is the story. The unfortunate thing is they spend all their time blaming Joe Biden for the national debt. Is it Joe Biden's fault? Well, he's got a lot of proposals, but Congress is the spending arm. You can't spend a penny in this country unless Congress approves some sort of bill that, even if it's a black ops bill, Congress has to, they have to vote on it. So blaming Joe Biden for the national debt is kind of a waste of energy and time, and it really is shirking their responsibility, they being the Democrat and Republican members of Congress. So it's certainly Republicans are saying it's Joe Biden's fault. Got it. As that's politics. But really, he's a spender, but he can't spend it if you don't approve it. Now, what's the Republicans have a slight majority in Congress, so if they're, you know, being honest and living up to their promises, the budget gets cut. And apparently there are a couple of proposals to cut $2 or $3 trillion out of the budget. Good God, look at this money. Unga bunga. 18 after, for your consideration, this is Good Day.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
And now, a
special motorcycle weather report from Progressive.
And today's forecast, expect a steady breeze with 100% chance of twisting down those country back roads gleefully on your motorcycle. Some will want you, others will want to be you, and animals everywhere will yearn for opposable thumbs just to work that throttle like you do. Oh, nature's cruel design. That's your forecast, back to you.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with 24/7 roadside assistance from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits, and may require comprehensive coverage.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Twenty-three after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The 7th of March is upon us. Jay Kirshner, I'm going to ask you to help me. This is a different sort of social media story. Normally we are digging into what people are saying using Twitter, for example, at Good Day, Good Day on Air. But Twitter has a problem, apparently. There are a lot of features on Twitter that experienced temporary issues yesterday. The user report coming up here. What's going on? What's the problem? And how does it get addressed or fixed? We'll find out after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
All right, 23. It's actually 25 after. So, Jay, all of these features on Twitter that experienced some problems yesterday, did you have your, even with your account or our account, Good Day on Air, these problems, these features?
Oh, yeah, it was site-wide. So it was pretty much everybody who was using Twitter. It was an API issue, which
what's
is
an API?
Computer lingo. It's how computers, computer programs talk to each other. It stands for Application Programming Interface.
Okay.
And it is how two or more programs really communicate with each other. So it's computer language, essentially. And apparently one of the engineers inserted something wrong, and it brought the entirety of Twitter crashing down for about an hour, which was the longest time that Twitter has been down under Elon Musk's watch. Normally, if something happens, it is usually not worldwide. It's not completely site-wide. It's in certain locations, or some people have these issues. But if you try to click on a link or follow something that took you outside of Twitter, if you posted a photo, a video, any of that, it was just completely crashing the system.
Wow.
So it's one of those things where you look at someone and you're like, you had one job.
All right. And so what? How was it fixed? How long was it down?
About an hour. And they were able to figure out what happened and get it rectified.
How many people would you say are on Twitter? What's the number? In the millions, I'm sure. Tens of millions, hundreds of millions?
I don't know. Elon Musk has been going on a lot of layoffs. Recently, what was it? He terminated about 3,700.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like Twitter and
affects
are dwindling.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do they make their money? They don't charge you to go on, so they have advertising.
They do, essentially.
They do?
They're charging for
everything?
For different paid features, where if you want to, where before you used to have that little blue check mark, and if you were verified, now you can buy verification. You can buy to make sure that people see your tweets a little bit sooner. You can edit. If you make
is that like Google,
something, you can edit it, but you have to pay for it.
Is that like when you search optimization? Is that the same kind of thing that we have with Google?
No, this is different. Yeah, this is different.
Does search optimization affect Twitter, or does it apply to Twitter, or just to Google stuff?
When
you're looking for something, let's say you put in Good Day Show. Whatever's on Google shows up, whatever's on Twitter shows up, is that what happens, or is it just Google?
If there's something that's the most popular on Twitter, that will be what shows up, but there's so many different places.
All right, 28 past, it's a good day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Snowed-in communities in San Bernardino, California are getting some relief as emergency crews clear the roads, but residents who live on privately owned roads, the state will not help you clear them, and you must hire someone to do it.
Our residential streets aren't plowed yet. They have, like, all the main roads plowed, but we can't get out of our houses. I haven't seen my kid in 11 days.
A Southwest Airlines flight from Cuba to Florida turned back to Havana for an emergency landing after it hit birds and suffered engine trouble in the incident that filled the cabin with smoke. After Sunday's incident, the airlines are reporting flight 3923 had just taken off from Havana for Fort Lauderdale when it was believed to have experienced bird strikes to an engine and the nose cone. Pilots landed the plane safely back in Havana. Today is National Cereal Day. A spoon, some cereal, and some milk, and welcome to a new day. Lance Fry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Gonna be a good day.
No, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Now 34 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. It is Tuesday the 7th of March. I'm here with Jay Kirshner to go through all of the things, the events, the issues, the people of the day. I was thinking of that song for why, who knows why things pop into my head, your head. It's so nice to be with you. I love everything you say and do. You know that song?
No, it does not ring a bell.
Uh-oh. Well, that's, why is that not surprising under the circumstance? Okay, here's some good news. Nuclear chemist Clarice Phelps, a few years ago, recognized as the first black woman involved with the discovery of an element. You know how the chemical elements are listed? You learned that when you took chemistry in high school?
Yes.
This is element number 117. It's an object that's an element called tennessine. And now it holds a place on the periodic tables at number 117. I feel like I'm doing the countdown of the top 60 songs of 1967. Anyway, this lady hopes the visibility, the moment, if you will, afforded her, reminds young black girls they can hold a place in science as well. This is something, I guess, when I look at this, this lady and some other folks, there's a couple named Phelps and Candace Halbert, who are colleagues at Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Tennessee. They spend their off hours bringing science, technology, engineering, and math, the STEM, the so-called STEM studies, to underserved young people in the area where they are in Tennessee, in Knoxville. This is a new nonprofit, which was founded a couple of years ago, called Yo STEM. Being a black woman in science is being seen and unseen at the same time. Ms. Phelps says she's 41. She says people see you because you stand out, but they unsee you because they don't think you ought to be there. See, I think that's an incredibly arrogant assumption. I really do. I get the black thing. We were talking earlier about Oprah. I don't know. If somebody said, well, you risk sounding like you're a racist. No, I don't. I mean, if you want to think that way, help yourself. I'm just pointing out something that seems to be out of adjustment. This is a woman who has accomplished something amazing. Did she accomplish it because she's black and because she's a woman? I don't think so. I think she accomplished it because she's smart and she figured it out. It's coincidental, the story, that she's black and that she's a woman.
Well, because she's the first black woman involved with the discovery of an element. She's not the first woman.
Okay. Is that a problem because black women who were in science were held back and people were ignoring
women in general,
the work?
Too. That's
I would say yes. Yeah, the answer to that question is yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah,
excuse
but
me.
Not that long ago, if you ask a child, a student in school, to draw a scientist, most of them were drawing white men. That was the stereotypical. That was what they saw. Mm-hmm. It was nobody else of color, and it wasn't even women in general. So whenever there's a first of anything, it's always big news, and it's always. I agree with you that it shouldn't have taken this long.
No.
But that just goes to show we are not very far removed from the past that we think is so much longer.
Okay, so then why this is an organization that's aimed at helping young black girls become scientists. Why not have
and underserved in general?
Okay, why not have it
more black girls than just underserved?
Why just black girls? Why not white girls? Why not girls of any?
Underserved in general, but the majority are still marginalized people.
Mm-hmm. Well, but when are we going to wake up? When do we change our own attitudes toward this? Does it come from being hit over the head, or does it come from realizing that it's just wrong? And that's kind of the way I look at it. It's just wrong. But I don't like being hit over the head with it. I want to be able to figure it out myself. And maybe you could say, well, a lot of people say that, but they don't do anything about it. We all have our lives to lead, and many people are working a couple of jobs. They're focused on their family. So this is not something that becomes number one in their head, through no fault of anybody's. It just isn't. And so I just think that it's, I don't know, I find it, as you can tell, perplexing is probably. It doesn't make me angry. I just am perplexed that we're so backward in our thinking. All right, here's a passenger story. Yesterday, here in Boston, passenger arrested after he tried to stab a flight attendant. Listen to this. This guy's from Leominster, Massachusetts. Tried to open the emergency door on a United flight from L.A. to Boston. And then because this flight attendant came over and told him to go sit down, he tried to stab her in the neck.
He, made a shiv out of a spoon.
Yeah. Francisco Torres, charged with one count of interference and attempted interference with flight crew members and using a dangerous weapon. About 45 minutes before the end of the flight, the crew was alerted to a side door between first class and coach being disarmed. You know how they, when you get on the plane, the lead flight attendant said, arm your doors. Remember, you hear that when the arm your doors means you put them into a, you flip a switch that means they can't be opened. That switch being in the place where it was. So anyway, flight attendant confronts Torres about tampering with the door. And then he says, are the cameras showing that I had done this? As if to challenge them. Captain was notified. He was told to land as soon as possible. It seemed that the nearest airport, because they were on their way, the approach into Boston, so that's the airport. They weren't going to land at Worcester. This guy hit the attendant on the neck and then got out the shiv and almost stuck it in their neck. What a nut. What are these people? This guy believes he belongs in jail. They should just be there. Goodbye. Get rid of this guy. If it wasn't for the quick action of the crew and one of the customers, one of the passengers on the plane, worked to restrain this nutbird, you can't have this kind of stuff going on. You're in a captive place. What does it do? The people be scared to death with this kind of stuff. They would have had to land someplace if they weren't at the end of the line. They would have had to land somewhere because people wouldn't have. What else is going to happen, right? So this guy could get a sentence of up to a life in prison, and a fine of $250,000. I think he goes to prison for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm. And this is the kind of thing that gets you kicked off of all flights in the future.
Yep, for sure. All right, Uri Geller is going to focus in on some things that have to do with your mind and my mind. Our minds. He's always talking about he loves WhatsApp. And he got me to usually put the app on my phone when I was there in December. Let's see what he's connected to. We'll find out after this here on Good Day.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get 2x O Rewards points. Our professional parts people can recommend the supplies you need, including a filter, funnel, shop towels, gray pads, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
All right, Uri Geller joins us at 44 after the hour on the Good Day program from his home in
nice
Israel.
It's not hot, not cold.
What are we doing? All right, are you here? You can hear me? Hello. Ding, ding. We had this problem last week. We were talking to Uri, and he didn't seem to hear us. Here, Uri, can you hear me now? All right, so.
Yeah, he was saying how he was talking about what the weather was.
Well, I was just talking to him off the air, so how come I can't.
Are we on now?
Yeah.
He can hear us. He was describing the weather there. He could hear us introducing him.
I'll tell you another time. I don't feel like talking about politics.
All right. So let's talk about the picture that's posted at UriGeller.com. The spoon with kind of a weird face on it. Looks like an alien.
Yeah, I'll talk about it in a moment.
All right. So we have a problem, right? James,
sounded like he walked away from the phone. I know he didn't.
Yeah.
But
no, it doesn't just.
Yeah.
All right, so let's.
Technology is not our friend.
No, it hasn't been the last couple of weeks since we talked to him. I don't think he thinks we're on the air. All right, James, what are we doing? Sounds terrible to listeners. All right, Uri, we got you now?
Yes, very clearly.
All right. So the question on this post that you have on your website of a...
Fantastic, good, nice weather here. It's not hot.
Okay. All right. So this is not working. All right. So there's another attempt. The good, the bad.
It almost sounds like a recording.
Right. It does. Yeah. It sounds exactly like it.
Do you remember what was it? I want to say it was like 246-1234. It was the number that you would call to get the current time, temperature, and the weather outlook for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Take a deep breath. Here's the story. This will set us straight. A Florida man this week was attacked by an alligator on his front porch. This guy just stepped outside, and the alligator grabbed him. How'd you like to live in this neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
Police in Daytona Beach say this guy was bitten at his home. He lives on the LPGA International Golf Course. It's not like he lived in a slum. He opened the door. He heard a noise outside. He believed that it was somebody looking around, looking for his son or whatever it is. And he didn't turn the light on. He just stepped outside. And something grabbed him on the leg. Oh, my God.
Like, snatched right up.
I would. Then he started shaking violently because the alligator's grabbing him. And that's what they do. They shake you and drag you to the water and drown you and put you away someplace until they want to eat you. So this guy thought that a dog had bit him at first. And then he realized that he was actually being bitten by an alligator. So he was able to shake his foot loose, close the door, and he looked down at a large gash in his leg. Police say the victim was bitten in the upper thigh. So that's a big reach, right? Went to the hospital and they sewed up his leg. No damage to his knee. But think about that. You know, the after effects of this. So somebody, you know, they found the alligator and they shot it. That's, you know, that's what you do with an attacking alligator. 8 feet long. How do you get up? Well, these golf courses have these pools all around them. They have these little lakes and little ponds and things as a hazard when you're playing golf.
That's for me.
Yeah, of course they do. They're in Florida, at Daytona. Let's go. It's like going to the beach, right? All right. So
that would be so creepy.
Awful.
Just to like walk out, not even thinking, and just all of a sudden get snatched up.
Yep. Victoria's Secret is going to return with a new fashion show after 4 years of being off. This is lingerie, this stuff. Is anybody really paying attention to this stuff anymore? Like, who cares?
I think it depends who you ask. A lot of times it was more of like a to-do and a production, and a lot of your favorite musicians were a part of it and performing on the stage as the models walked around, and so it's kind of almost borderline a concert in a way.
Really? I thought it was kind of a sexist thing, in a manner of speaking, or that's how people looked upon it as being too sexy.
Well, it wasn't body inclusive, which is what bummed a lot of people out.
What does that mean? Big and small, tall and short.
All different kinds of shapes and sizes.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, most people don't look like these models. I don't understand why they do it anyway. I mean, you look at some of the people, Naomi Campbell, Heidi Klum, Tyra Banks, they've all been there.
Yeah.
Do they still look like they did when they were models for Victoria's Secret?
Well, that's what the new show is going to be more inclusive.
Yeah, okay. So we'll have, what's her face that's got, the teeth stick out. What's her name?
Who?
That woman who's a model. I forget what her name is. All right, anyway, we've recovered. It's 10 before the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I'm Doug. You can probably figure that out. But Jay Kirshner, all right, what are we playing here? What's this music, James? Chuck is not here today. Or is this just hooray for Hollywood because the Oscar? Yeah, okay. La, 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 la. Okay, so I was looking at the promotion, Jay, for And Just Like That, which has the same, well, most of the same people. Carrie Bradshaw is played by Sarah Jessica Parker, and then all the other people who are there. It doesn't seem possible. These people are in their late 50s. They started doing this when they were in their early 30s.
Yeah.
Does it have the same relevance because of the age of the stars? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's nostalgic. And I think that's why they also kind of rebranded it, where before it was Sex and the City. Now the series is called And Just Like That. So it's kind of a continuation of the series.
Did you see any of it last year?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You liked it?
I loved watching this. Yeah, I absolutely loved it.
Why?
And, well, because I love the characters. I love the storylines. And again, it's kind of a throwback, and a lot of times I think that's why we love reboots so much, whenever it's not necessarily a new cast, new show reboot, but when it's the same cast. And it seemed like that happened a lot with, what, Will and Grace came back, Fuller House came back with the second series kind of a Full House. You just, it's nostalgic. I think nostalgic really sells, especially in today, and with And Just Like That for season two, they're saying it's actually going to be very different from the first. Nobody's going to die. There's already been a bunch of teasers that Aiden comes back, one of Carrie Bradshaw's former lovers, and it seems like it's going to be a good time.
A good time will be had by all.
Yeah, when you watch something and you just have fun watching it.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's yeah. Why not?
Yeah, right. Seth Rogen's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. This is a revival, right? There's a new, I guess, a second one, and it's got a lot of stars in it. This is, I don't know, this stuff doesn't do anything for me. Maybe I should let you talk about it.
I don't have the story in front of me. What's coming out that you're excited to see?
Well, I want to see the movie that's out directed by Guy Ritchie, starring his former drug dealer.
Oh, Jason Statham.
Yeah,
he was talking, he was his drug in real dealer. Life.
Yeah, no, that was in real life.
Yeah,
he was. Yeah, right, exactly. So I don't know. I look around some of the stuff I watched. There were a lot of previews last week when I went to the movies to see Marlowe, the latest Liam Neeson movie. And, you know, it's the same stuff over and over again. The business of what comic book character can make the most noise and, you know, kill the most people with the most horrible looking creatures crawling around. It's just nonsense. So, I don't know. I don't get very excited about it. Here's another movie that is, I don't get the attraction. There's a new Hellboy movie apparently coming out.
That's astounding.
What? There's a new one coming out, or the series itself? Did you see the first one?
No, I have only seen one of the Hellboy movies, and I think it was Selma Blair was in it.
Wasn't Ron Perlman?
Yeah.
In the first one, if I remember correctly, because he kind of looked like. So he's a weird looking dude.
He's Hellboy.
Yeah. Is Jason Statham in that too? I think he's supposed to be in this new one.
Is Statham in the new one?
I think so. That's what I'm seeing here. Yeah.
Does he ever take a break?
Nope. He's at it. He's like a lot of the other.
He's nonstop.
He just keeps going.
It's always action kind of stuff. Even any of the like comedy season, I feel like it's still very
physical
for him.
Yeah. Right. That's what he likes. That's what he does well. That's what people know him for. That's what they expect to see when they go to him to see him in a movie. So anyway, that's the latest. It'll be interesting. I find that those movies, even though somebody would say to me, oh, they're all the same, like I criticize all these cartoon movies for being the same, aren't all the action films the same too? I suppose, you know, you got to have a good guy and a bad guy.
Yeah.
And you go from there.
It's like they all follow the same formula.
Yeah.
With just
right.
a couple different ingredients.
Yeah, right, exactly. Speaking of ingredients, the ingredients in Calitrin, America's number one way to stay at the weight that you want to be. Check it out at toploss.com. All natural Calitrin works or your money back. Check it out at toploss.com.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is logging his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect and support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.